There's music in the air at Boston's three major mid-sized theaters, but the offerings aren't exactly Oklahoma. One is a musical adaptation of a 1920s play about a man who kills his boss after losing his job. Another focuses on the last grim days of singer Billie Holiday. And the third concerns rancorous relationships among members of a string quartet. Are they a good time? Morning Edition critic at large Ed Siegel joins us to answer that question. Good morning, Ed.
Hi, Bob.
And so?
They all go under the headline, "Oh, what a terrible morning," right? But the answer is yes. I mean, in the sense that that good theater is provocative theater. Adding Machine is the play that you were talking about from the 1920s by Elmer Rice. And they've made a musical adaptation out of it that's really quite solid. The play concerns a guy who is in a loveless marriage. He's about to celebrate his 25th anniversary on the job. He's expecting a promotion, and instead the boss tells him that he's going to be replaced by an adding machine. So any relationship to today's economy is purely intentional.
Is the music get-up-and-dance music, and who's doing it?
It's being done by Speakeasy Stage Company, which is really riding a hot streak lately. And the music is kind of a cross between Tony Kushner's Caroline or Change, which they also did a good job on, and Stephen Sondheim's Sweeney Todd. So, no, people aren't dancing in the aisles to it. But it's really a very exciting, eclectic musical score by Joshua Schmidt. The central character is Mr. Zero, but here's Mrs. Zero, played by Amelia Broom. She's welcoming some dinner guests, and she's doing it with a mixture of false cheer and a heavy dose of sarcasm aimed at poor Mr. Zero.
Come on in. Don't just stand there hanging about. Give your coats and your hats to the butler. I mean to my heart.
And here's a little bit of Brendan McNabb, who's sensational as Mr. Zero.
One, two, three, four, and five.
Terrific voice.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely.
Let me move on to Billie Holiday. Sounds like it could be a natural.
Yeah, and when you add in Jackie Parker, who was excellent in the aforementioned Caroline or Change at Speakeasy, and Spiro Veloudos, the Lyric Stage Company artistic director, which is where this is being done, and it seems like even more of a natural, but it doesn't quite make it.
What's wrong with it?
Well, it's about the play itself is called Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill, and it features one of her last performances, and she alternates between singing and talking about the rough life she's led. You know, at this point in Billie Holiday's life, she was a mess. Her voice wasn't strong, but her phrasing and her ability to turn that tragedy of her life into great art was perhaps never stronger in the way that she could melt your heart. But Jackie Parker doesn't quite reach that transcendent quality. Seen this before, Bob, with Gail Nelson in the part, and it just had a lot more energy. And you know, obviously, it's a downbeat story, but there's some upbeat singing that can be done in it.
Okay, let's go on to classical music, Ed.
Right, Opus at the New Repertory Theater. That's Beethoven's late quartet, Opus 131, which actually plays a big part in the play. But, you know, Bob, Boston's mid-sized theaters have grown tremendously over the past 10 years, and two of the things that they do really well are musicals and plays that have created a buzz in New York or elsewhere, and they've restaged them with a lot of talent and a lot of imagination. And Opus by Michael Hollinger is a case in point.
So you like this show?
I did quite a bit, yeah. I wish they had spent a little more time on how classical music drives people to the emotional extremes that we see in the play, or some of the artistic compromises that they make. But I really loved the way that they portrayed the internal dynamics of the group. Hollinger does it in a really thoughtful way that makes the classical music really come alive. And the acting in Jim Pitosa's direction is really superb.
So I imagine on the other end of the radio, there are people who are saying, I'd love to see all three of these shows, mm-hmm. but for those who can only see one, you would recommend?
I would say Adding Machine, a musical, if you like really strong musical theater that, as we said, doesn't leave you dancing in the aisles. But if you're looking for more of a crowd pleaser, then I would say that Opus might be your cup of tea.
Ed Siegel, thank you very much for coming in. Good to see you.
My pleasure, Bob.
We're going out here with the real Billie Holiday. Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill continues at the Lyric Stage Company of Boston through April 24th. The Speakeasy Stage Company's Adding Machine, a musical, closes April 10th at the Boston Center for the Arts. And the New Repertory Theater's Opus is at the Arsenal Center for the Arts in Watertown through April 17th. Our critic at large, Ed Siegel, reviews theater and the arts for Morning Edition.
What little moonlight can do? Oh, what little moonlight can do to you? You're in love, your heart's flooded all day long. You only stutter 'cause your poor tongue just will not utter the words I love you. Ooh, what little can do. Wait a while till a little moonbeam comes peeping through. You'll get bold, you can't resist him, and all you'll say when you have kissed him is, ooh, what a little moonlight can.